pastor, mentor, mother. Robin Hardy was all those things, but COVID-19 cut her work short. She died on April 6th in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hardy was a leader at two churches in the area, and she channeled her faith into a mentoring program for girls, helping to empower them. Hardy learned how to do that through her own children, four of them, all grown now. Her children and her husband have been thinking about what they would have said to her, given one last chance.
She will always have a place in my heart. And if I had to search all over again, if I had to choose a woman to be my bride again, I would search for her.
It's just been a treasure to be led by someone as great as you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the creativity that you instilled in me, the love for God, the love for family and for people. I'm proud to be your son. I could have been anybody else's son, but God gave me the best mom when he gave me you.
I will do everything in my power and God's strength to continue to make you proud. Every dream you have for me will become a reality. I will take one of your biggest passions, which was mentoring teenage girls, to new heights. Thank you for leaving a legacy. I will continue your legacy. I am your legacy.
I love you so much. And I will give up anything in my life to have you here with me. But God has other plans. This is not goodbye. It is see you later. Because I will see you again in heaven.
I would be telling her how much I loved her. How much I was going to miss her. How great of a mom she was. Thanking her for continuing to challenge me, even in my adulthood. And I just will just keep telling her, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. But I know I will still be trying to tell her not to leave and to stay here.
Love you, Mama, forever and always.
I love you, Mom.
I will always love her for the rest of my life.
That was Ronald Hardy Sr. and his children, Ronaldo, Rachel, Ramon, and Ronald Jr., remembering their mom, Robin Hardy.